The Burt Show.
So, Mr. Mikey, you found yourself in a new type of position on a flight last week?
Yeah.
Okay.
It started off really well, and then I was in big trouble.
Did you join the Mile High Club?
I wish. So I went to San Antonio last week on our week off. I flew into San Antonio, went to Bandera, Texas. Nobody's ever heard of it. It's a population of like 900. Beautiful town. Went dancing for the weekend.
What brought you to Bandera?
It's Labor Day weekend. You go there, you dance, you two-step, you waltz, you go to Arky Silver Dollar.
At Bandera?
Bandera, Texas.
You are the only tourist Bandera has seen in the last 100 years.
It was a lot of people confused. Like, you're from Georgia? What are you doing here?
No, sir, how did you hear about Bandera?
So it used to be like a wild, wild west town. So my grandpa used to go. They almost burned down the jail. Like, it's just like, it's stories like the Wild West. And it's obviously different now, but it's still very cool places. Like, on my Instagram, there's pictures of Arky Silver Dollar, and it's the coolest underground bar you've ever been to in your life. There's like a table where Hank Williams carved his name in it. Just the coolest place you've ever been. An old jukebox that costs a quarter to play like 5 songs.
Is it a notorious like tourist spot in Texas?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Only if you know what you're doing.
All right.
And yeah, it's the sickest place ever. I would move there. That's where I want to have my honeymoon. I want to get married there. Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay.
It's so much fun.
If it fits you, man.
You ever go two-stepping? It's fun.
I do like it a good two-step.
It's fun.
Now I'm looking it up. Maybe you can take your next girls group.
Girls Gone Bandera.
They would hate you guys there.
Now we'd be dancing on tables. We'd be a good time.
Yeah, would not like you. But this all happened on the way home. So we go back to San Antonio. We get on the plane. We had a glorious, it was Southwest. So you have like a boarding group, and we were like A13, which means you get to go wherever you want. What are you looking at, Bandera over there?
I am. Population 891.
That is so flipping random.
It's the sickest place ever. Okay, so we're like A13, which means you get your choice of pretty much any seat on the flight.
Yeah.
Now, my big problem when I get on these planes is that my legs are so restless. I got the Jimmy legs. I just can't stop moving them. It's so hard to sit in one of those seats.
Restless leg syndrome?
That's what I got.
Is this something that you have whenever you sit anywhere or just
Have it in bed. I just shake and stuff. Like my legs are always going. But someone gave me an idea. I've never sat in an emergency row or exit row.
Uh-huh.
I've never sat there. I've never even clocked that there's like two seats and then you can sit in that row behind you and have no seat in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a lifesaver. I've never known that this was even an option. So I sit down in the emergency row.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm kicking my legs. I could do a jumping jack where I'm sitting.
Did you not think you were qualified enough to sit in the exit row? Why at the age of 20-something are you just now realizing like you can sit in an exit row?
Well, I think there's been like 5 years where I've been allowed to sit in an exit row, right? Like you have to be a certain age before they let you sit there.
Yeah. Thank God it's not IQ.
Come on, there was dumber people than me on that plane.
You were a fascinating creature.
So we were just chit-chatting with this, what are they called? Air ladies?
Flight attendant?
Flight attendant.
The air ladies.
Personally, I prefer air ladies.
I like that. Air ladies. Okay.
Flight attendant. So we were chatting her up. She was very, very nice. Coolest lady ever. She didn't care what was going on. So I was sitting there kicking my legs. Now, that's just as people are boarding. Now we got the plane full. And they're doing the thing where they show you how to like buckle a buckle and everything.
Yeah. Are you taking it seriously now? Because you're in the emergency row.
I actually did start getting nervous. And I'm like, this actually is quite a responsibility to sit here. Is it worth it for the leg room at the end of the day? So there's one in the front, one in the middle, one in the back showing you how to buckle your buckle and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Three air ladies.
Yes.
Okay.
Our favorite air lady went to the front. But out of nowhere appears this one just crude air lady.
Just an angry air lady.
I didn't even see her coming. She came from behind me and whipped in right next to my girlfriend's face. And I had all my stuff like down there by my feet. And she's like, there can't be any stuff down there. And I'm like,
that's how it goes.
Well, I didn't know. Nobody told. Like, just tell me. I would have known.
This is my first time sitting in an extra.
Did you say, back off, air lady?
I still don't know the answer. Where are you supposed to put your stuff?
In the overhead bin.
Uh-huh.
Like everything I have?
Well, yeah.
They'll yell at you if something is too small and you put it up there too, though.
But if you're in the exit row, all your stuff goes up there. In And then once you get up in the air and they turn the seatbelt light off, you can get your stuff and bring it back down.
See how you just told me that?
Yeah. Yes.
Would have been a perfect way to tell a fellow that.
Kristen, you would make a great air lady.
Yeah, be an air lady.
I wouldn't be a mean air lady. I'd be a real nice air lady.
Well, you got to remember, if there's a panic on the plane, everybody's going to be running to that exit row that you're in. So you got to clear the way on the whole thing.
I didn't think about that at all. And look, I'm not coming down on the air ladies here. It's just this one particular lady. She was
mean mugging
just not nice. Mm-hmm. She was a mean lady. So she gets into her little procedure there, and then she noticed the people in the row in front of me, the two-seater row, that he had like a water bottle hanging out of something, and so she starts yelling at him. Now, these people were slightly liquored up. They were having fun. They were laughing since they got on the plane.
Well, yeah, they were in Bendera all week.
Yeah. They looked like they were having a good time. And they just start laughing in her face. Like, she's yelling at them.
Oh.
And they are laughing right in her face.
Makes an angry air lady angrier.
Big time. But I was spineless. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I've never even sat here before. But these people just laughed right at her. It's so much more effective than yelling at her or like any other kind of altercation, just laughing at her. It was genius. Yeah. And they weren't doing it on purpose, but they were just like, they couldn't stop laughing. And she looked down at them and said, "Are you laughing at me?" And the guy goes, "Yeah."
Duh.
Yes, I am.
So she is fuming. She's furious. She goes up to the front with the other ladies of the air. And,
ladies of the air is wild.
So she goes up there, and I guess she is just angry. She's yelling. One of them comes back and says something to the people, and they're like, "Man, you're giving me an earful from this lady up there." Now it's known that everybody else hates this lady, too. Each flight attendant would come back there and start joking around with these people like, "Hey, you gonna laugh at me too?" Like, it just felt good to have some, like, just know that everybody else hates this lady too. It's just not me getting yelled at.
All right, so Bert, you get on your flight, you're walking down the aisle, and you are sitting behind the exit row, and as you're walking down the aisle, you turn to your left and you see Mikey sitting there right there by the exit door. How are you feeling about life?
You know, as I look at Mikey, I'd say I'm probably taking the next flight.
That's not fair at all.
The Bert Show.